Welcome back. I'm here with Jeff Mandel of Law Forward. Jeff, 10 seconds. What's the biggest thing to look forward to going forward on this MAPS issue?
The big question mark is whether the Wisconsin Supreme Court recognizes the legal necessity based on changed population to protect Black communities in and around Milwaukee, and whether there are 7 Black opportunity districts. That's the key question to watch for when the court issues its maps.
Thank you so much. Thank you. So now turning to former Justice Gableman and his whole search for I don't know what, you know, we know that Senator Bernier said it was just a huge charade. What can you tell us? What's the latest on the Gableman charade?
Well, it continues to be sort of a Keystone Cops exercise. There are new subpoenas.
You know what? That would be funny, but it's really not, right?
Yeah.
You know, it's just not a joke, though, Jeff. So,
no, it's not a joke at all, Mark. He's trying to put the mayors of our second and third largest cities in jail for failing to show up at some kind of quasi-deposition that he doesn't have the actual authority to require and that he never actually asked them to come to. So when you put those two things together, I mean, the whole thing is absurd, and it's a comedy of errors. They had to file, Mr. Gableman had to file in a court in Dane County today, proof that that he actually has a contract with the state that is valid and binding today. And what he filed doesn't show that. Speaker Voss's in-house lawyer was in court in Dane County today testifying to a judge about whether Mr. Gableman and his operation are complying with the open records law. And basically their answer was, we have no idea. The whole thing is just a real mess. And it's spinning out in a whole bunch of different directions. We could talk for an hour just trying to catalog all of the mess that it is. But the bottom line is that we all know the 2020 election was free, full, fair, secure, and that it is over. There is nothing more to be shown. Every court, every organization, every government entity to look at this has come to the exact same conclusion. It's time for this charade to end.
Absolutely. You know, I agree. I was the chair of the Elections Commission in 2016 when President Trump won, and we said there was no fraud and President Trump won. We ran the 2020 elections just like we did in 2016, and the count and the partial recount proved that President Biden won and Trump lost.
Arguably,
and he's just the biggest loser in the world. And so, but that takes us, we know the Justice Gableman thing is by definition, by the Republicans themselves, a charade. Tell us today what happened in District 4 about drop boxes, and what can you tell my mother about who's 90, who can't get to a mailbox without her son's or her daughter-in-law's help? What hope is there for democracy in today's ruling?
So we had good news from the Court of Appeals today, as you say. District 4 is the portion of the Court of Appeals that's in Madison. And that court today issued an order that protects the use of drop boxes and protects people being able to assist others in returning their ballots for the nonpartisan primary to be held on February 15th. The only reason this was even in doubt was because last week, one individual judge in Waukesha County issued an order right on the eve of the election trying to change settled voting rules in Wisconsin. And Mark, what you said about 2016 is important because this is what's happening in Wisconsin right now. Long settled voting rules, things, as you said, we ran the election the same way we did in 2020, basically, as we did in 2016.
We did. I was there. We did it.
And because there are people who don't like the outcome of the election, all of a sudden they've decided the rules that they had no problem with when President Trump won. All of a sudden they've decided those same rules are somehow illegal and they need to be changed. And so that's what we have here, is we have sort of a partisan and ideologically driven lawsuit that is about the outcome of elections, not really about the rules of elections, that is claiming all of a sudden, even though there's been no changes in the statutes or the laws, that drop boxes are illegal and that you can't help your elderly relatives, you can't help your spouse, you can't help your neighbors return a ballot that they have already completed and signed and sealed and has been properly witnessed. These are really nonsense theories. They are not supported by the law. They convinced a judge to adopt them right on the eve of the election, which is both the United States Supreme Court and the Wisconsin Supreme Court have said, we do not change the rules on the eve of an election because it causes voter confusion and disenfranchises people. Thank and the you, Court of Appeals yes. simply followed the law today by saying, not for this election.
That's it, Jeff. Thank you so much. For all the listeners, register to vote. Vote. And because of Law Forward and others, you can actually take your grandmother's vote and put it in the mailbox with her without you being a felon. See you next week. Thank you much.